Because my car is precious, it only takes the best gas. If it had its druthers, it would like to make the fill-up organic with a side of acai, but it knows that it lives in my stable, and I'm itching to convert from a sporty single-person sedan to a trusty mom wagon, so it keeps the peace. However, after I finish pumping, I'll mutter to my kids about the 60 bucks I just dropped for a full tank, and recently felt my ye olde oats when I told them, when I started driving at 15, gas was hovering around $1 a gallon. It didn't impress them in any way, but it did make me think of my dad's phrase when he'd hear something from me that he thought was pointless. That and $1.50 will get you a cup of coffee, he would say. The original was that and a nickel. He accounted for inflation. But the inflation of a price of coffee seems to have gone faster in my lifetime, especially since we're all now in line for that $8 venti mocha with 5 pumps of the monk-grown vanilla bean syrup. A fun article from Bloomberg was a comparison of baby boomers at 40 to millennials at 40. The olds of our generation, a Twitter rumination coined as the geriatric millennials. Now, I still have a couple years before I'll have to mash all my social media into a blend before I consume it, but it is interesting to hear that we are only 80% as wealthy as our parents were at our age. That feels rich, on a few levels. But especially after this line, quote, millennials are paying 50% more for homes now than boomers were in 1989. Well, maybe, if we find homes and someone from another area or a corporation doesn't offer $20,000 in cash over asking on the first day the property hits the market. It's true though, when I look back, I am the age now that my parents were when they decided to buy their very first new car. They even made a vacation out of it, just on my dad's salary, flying to Sweden and watching their car actually roll off the production line. Did I hope that I might get to do that someday? Maybe. However, it's the unforeseen that keeps dampening the millennials' dreams. Beyond the recession, the pandemic, and the rapid return to 90s fashion, I don't think anyone anticipated a chip shortage for cars. For me, a new car might not be in stock for reasons outside my control. I might have to scout for a 5-year-old minivan with 120,000 miles that smells of cheese, instead of the status-signaling smell of off-gassing chemicals. The conversations I see lean more toward the idea of what makes wealth, beyond the financial. Sure, I can save and invest that $8 I spend on that venti pumpkin spice. What if I'm sipping it slowly with friends at a park? What if I'm downing it while catching up on trash novels in the school pickup line? Is that $8 going to build wealth that's foundational to a better future? Maybe not, but showing up to enjoy a moment in time or investing in my mental health may offer different dividends. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.